Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing the implications of the US aid freeze and terminations in Ethiopia. Part 1. Crisis Overview. A. Process confusion compounds humanitarian assistance program disruptions from the global US funding freeze. On the 20th of January 2025, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order directing a 90-day pause on U.S. foreign development assistance and a review of all foreign assistance programs, including humanitarian assistance. From 24 January onwards, the U.S. administration issued stop work orders to current U.S. grant recipients worldwide. On the 26th of February, thousands of U.S.-funded projects were terminated, including some that had received initial waivers to the SWO. The U.S. administration also placed thousands of USAID staff on administrative leave, and USAID guidance on enforcing the pause and related waivers directed staff to restrict external communications to those essential for implementing the pause. Legal challenges have led to uncertainty around the status of U.S. aid, with the U.S. administration repeatedly blocking or appealing initial court rulings ordering the unfreezing of funds. B. Uncertainties around the waivers, processing of payments, and grant terminations complicate aid operations in Ethiopia. On the 28th of January, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio issued an emergency humanitarian waiver for organizations to resume life-saving humanitarian assistance, which included core life-saving medicine, medical services, food, shelter, and subsistence assistance, as well as supplies and reasonable administrative costs as necessary to deliver such assistance. Gender programs and core sexual and reproductive health care, such as family planning, were explicitly excluded from the waiver. Notably, the waiver text did not refer to life-saving nutrition or protection assistance. There has been a high level of confusion and uncertainty regarding the applicability of waivers for specific cases and the definition of life-saving activities. Some organizations in Ethiopia have received waivers for U.S.-funded projects, while others have not. Besides confusion around SWO exemptions, even for programs that have received a waiver or that fall under the U.S. Department of State's definition of life-saving assistance, program resumption has been affected by U.S. payments to responders not being processed, forcing organizations to stop program implementation owing to the lack of financial liquidity. The resulting confusion and delays have severely hindered operational planning and resource allocation, creating cascading disruptions that extend beyond U.S.-funded programs to the broader humanitarian response, which relies on predictable, coordinated funding flows and interconnected operational structures to effectively deliver aid and respond to evolving crises. U.S. grant terminations have also been fraught with uncertainties. Some organizations have received notices of grant termination that were later rescinded, adding to the overall confusion. On the 10th of March, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced that globally, 5,200 contracts had been canceled. By mid-March, it remained unclear to what extent this figure includes contracts whose initial termination was revoked. C. Information gaps limit a detailed understanding of the impact. Precise information on the programs, projects, organizations, and number of aid recipients in Ethiopia affected by the initial funding freeze and the termination of awards is currently unavailable. Considering the evolving situation and high levels of uncertainty around the applicability and interpretation of waivers, release of funds, and current lawsuits against the executive orders in the U.S., a comprehensive and precise picture of which programs continue under waivers and which ones have been permanently terminated will take time to determine. Despite the missing overall picture, given the scale of the award terminations and the high proportion and absolute amount of U.S. funding to humanitarian operations in Ethiopia, the funding suspension is certain to have a significant immediate and long-term impact on crisis-affected populations across the country. Part 2. Key messages. 1. The inconsistent and incomplete application of waivers to the U.S. funding freeze has severely disrupted humanitarian operations in Ethiopia, creating critical gaps in the delivery of life-saving assistance. This has led to situations where, for example, the waivers covered the distribution of food aid or the implementation of malnutrition treatments, but not the costs to pay for warehouses or drivers. 2. Even for activities covered by waivers, U.S. payments had not been processed until the end of February 2025, creating a liquidity crisis for many humanitarian organizations in Ethiopia and forcing them to stop U.S.-funded programs. For example, although a waiver for emergency food assistance applies, the Joint Emergency Operation Program has stopped distributions because of the inability to process payments, meaning that food remains in warehouses and cannot be distributed. 2 million people in Waredas with JEP food distribution did not receive food assistance in February. Food distribution by WFP has continued, though the ratio of the package provided decreased from 80% in 2024 to 65%. 3. The U.S. funding cut has not only affected U.S.-funded programs but has also had wider implications for humanitarian operations in Ethiopia. For example, some organizations fund cross-cutting functions, such as critical security and administrative staff, through multiple grants. A reduction in U.S. funding potentially affects projects funded by other donors. Complementarity and coordination between different projects and organizations at the implementation level also mean that even organizations and projects not funded by the U.S. face the impact of coordination and implementing actors leaving the response space. 4. The sudden nature of the aid freeze has led to programs in Ethiopia being stopped without any lead time, significantly affecting organizations' ability to close projects in an ethical manner, for example by ensuring appropriate communication with individuals and communities benefiting from the projects. This risks doing permanent harm, jeopardizes sustainability and the long-term impact of programs, and disrupts relationships of trust between the humanitarian community and aid recipients in Ethiopia. 5. The U.S. funding freeze and terminations have directly affected providers of critical humanitarian information and information management services in Ethiopia. Especially considering that overall U.S. humanitarian funding is likely to decrease in the coming years, the availability of humanitarian information for decision-making, including around prioritization, is of critical importance for operational, programmatic, and strategic decision-makers at all levels of the response. 6. The constantly evolving situation means that the impact on the humanitarian response in Ethiopia needs to be continuously evaluated. At the same time, some stakeholders ACAP spoke to mentioned increasing survey fatigue among responders with the multiple surveys circulating at the global and country levels, highlighting the need for a consolidated and unified approach within the response regarding further data collection and analysis of the impact. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.